you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change. Today we begin a new series titled, The Diligent Person.
Do you know how much you spent last month? In premarital counseling, when the people coming and getting ready to be married, and I know it's a big challenge financially, lack of finances causes huge strain on a marriage. People, a lot of husbands, wives fight over how to handle the money, what we're going to do with the money, the lack of money, and it creates a lot of unnecessary problems. The lack of money doesn't shouldn't even belong to the Christian. That's not an issue we should even have. But we're going to have that issue if we don't keep track of inflow and outflow. And remember what I said, if your outflow exceeds your income, then your upkeep will become your downfall. Okay? If your outflow, your monthly outflow exceeds your monthly income, then your upkeep will become your downfall. And that is the average American sitting in this room right now. That's how common it is. It's the average American right now doesn't know how much they spent last month, has debt. The only way to get in debt is spend more than you have. Otherwise, your net worth will still stay the same. But if I'm making, you know, $2,000 this month and I spend, thank you, dear, and I spend $2,500 this month, I'm kind of getting into debt, aren't I? Other than that, it's just shifted. I hadn't paid this bill yet, but I have the assets to pay the bill. But I just hadn't paid it yet. But the problem is we create liabilities that we don't have assets to cover. You are now getting negative net worth. You're going into debt. And a lot of people do that, not aware, because they go by the philosophy, if I still got checks left, I must still have money left. If I hadn't hit my credit limit, I must still have money. Because, see, the limit, they wouldn't give me that if they knew I didn't have the money. Think again. They will let you keep writing checks after the money's gone. They will let you go up to your credit limit and maybe even raise it when you didn't pay last month. So you have to be responsible. You have to be diligent to look at your own finances. You have to know the state of your own flock. You have to know their state. You're not going to get out of debt if you don't manage your estate. And you're not going to get wealthy if you don't manage it, because there's so many things going on. Like one person said, the first step to head towards financial blessing is fill up the leaks in the bathtub. You know, before you start trying to pour more water in, that's what most people do. Boy, I'm going to be blessed. I got to raise. I'll be blessed. I got to go get a second job. First thing to do is fill up the leaks. No need to pour more water in the bathtub. All you got to do is stick the plug back in there. Plug up where unnecessary expenditures are leaking out. A diligent person will look around and find things to do it. That's what I had to do when I was telling you, look, you know, I got a cell phone. Helen's got a cell phone. We got a house phone. We have an emergency line for the church. That's too many telephones in one house. But yet you're paying for all of them. So we said, which ones can we get rid of? And we got rid of ones, and it's exactly the same, except $52 a month on one of those phone lines we don't pay. We still have our cell phones because we leave the house. We still have one phone that rings in the house, but we got rid of the other phone so we didn't need it. That had been leaking out for years. $52 a month, not giving me any appreciable difference because there's a phone everywhere anyway in the house. Now that it's gone, we don't notice it's gone, but there's $52 a month. Didn't even change our lifestyle. We don't have to even go to the other house, other side of the house, get a phone. We just took that phone and plugged in the other phone line. So all the phones are still in the same place. So why were we giving away $52 buying nothing? That was a leak. That was a leak. And it depends on how quickly you want to get out of debt. You might fill up a few things where later you might buy, but you might get up. We got rid of the cable. Because there's nothing on there but garbage mostly anyway. There's some good things on there, one or two, but most of it is garbage. And I do a lot of stuff at home other than watching TV. I don't have a lot of time to watch the TV, so I'll be doing other things. I go in phases. Sometimes I watch some, sometimes I won't. But most of the time, I don't spend a lot of time because I got other stuff to do that's more important. But that was a leak. You know, now there's 14 regular channels. I didn't know it was 14 regular channels because it's been years since I had looked at a regular channel. But there's 14. That's probably all the entertainment you need. Other than that, you know you're buying videos, DVDs, and everything else anyway. So is that a leak? Is that a leak? We're believing God to be wealthy, but we are diligent to find the leaks. Are we thinking of plenteous? Are we thinking of ways to establish and to save? Or are we just going along for the ride?
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Are we thinking of ways to establish and to save? Or are we just going along for the ride? Proverbs 27:23, today's English version. Look after your sheep and cattle as carefully as you can, because wealth is not permanent. Not even nations last forever. So your wealth is not permanent. So you have to keep your eyes on it. If you have a certain standard of living, you've accumulated a certain amount, you still can't say, now that we've got more than we need, let's stop counting our money. Poor people have a misunderstanding that the people on Palm Beach don't live on a budget. Poor people think you're going to get rich enough one day where you don't need to live on a budget. They live on a budget. The richest corporation in the United States has a budget. Microsoft has a budget. The biggest churches have budgets. People have an ideal of what they're going to spend and not going to spend because they don't want to accidentally get into debt due to a lack of diligence, a lack of knowing the state of your flock, a lack of matching your outflow with your income with your outflow, and then actually not spending all your outflow, all your income. And really, your budget is not right if your outflow even equals your income. Because you never can accumulate a principal to be financially independent and wealthy and have money and invest unless your outflow is beneath your income. Most books tell you learn to live on 80% of your income minimum. And they say that because 10% is to God or charity. The other 10% is to you towards your wealth accumulation. And you learn to live off the 80%. No matter what you get paid, they say don't live off more than 80%. And if you start with that, you'll find out you don't miss it. I say tithe to yourself and tithe to God. My mother used to say a part of all you make is yours to keep. Rich man Babylon said a tenth of all you make should be yours to keep. Because you're giving yourself something to be financially independent one day. Because you ask people about investing, they say, I can't invest, don't have any money. Do you have money? Yeah. Well, how come you don't have any invest? It's only because you didn't budget any for investment. So you let your lifestyle come all the way up to it. So I was not diligent to know the state of my flock, and I was not diligent to get myself in a position to accumulate wealth. Some people aren't even diligent to get their finances in place to tithe and say, Pastor, I cannot tithe. I spend God's money on me. I can't tithe. I'm driving God's money. It's out there in that car. I'm living in God's money, that house. I'm wearing God's money. That's why the Bible says, will a man rob God? How have you robbed him? You robbed him in tithes and offering. You took what was his and spent it on you. It's real quiet now. I better go on. If it gets too quiet, everybody want to leave. So I got to go on. We're talking about the diligent person, right? We better go on. Every now and then, we got to get everybody quiet every now and then. Otherwise, you're not getting nothing. Okay? We want to be diligent in everything that is godly. I like what the Bible says. Jesus called his followers what? He called them disciples because they were what? Disciplined ones. You ever go to churches where they don't have any discipline and claim they're disciples of Christ? No, you got to have discipline or you are not a disciple. You must be disciplined in the teachings of Christ. Not dance like he dance and run like he run and hop like he hop. Because we don't even see him hop and dance and run a whole lot. But you ought to be able to live like he lived and speak like he spoke and think like he thought. We're commanded to have the mind of Christ. To think his thoughts. Why? Because his thoughts were towards plenteous. I'm not talking about collecting money alone. Although I didn't write Deuteronomy 8:18 where God says that, you know, he's given us the ability to get the wealth. I didn't write 3 John 2 where it says God wish above everything that you prosper in the health. I didn't write John 10:10. God came that you might have life and I might have it more abundantly. I didn't write any of those, but it's obvious in scripture is God's will that you be blessed. You're not more spiritual because you have money, but you're not more spiritual because you don't either. It's just inconvenient when you don't. But God gave you the wisdom to accumulate it. When you look at Jerusalem and you look at Israel and you look at these nations, people marveled at the blessing of God on their life. And they say, surely look at that temple. Surely their God has blessed them. They didn't look at somebody living in a hut and everybody else got a mansion saying, surely God has blessed them. They look and say, what have they done to their God? And not putting anybody down, but just evident the blessing of wisdom's not there. Now, very often, our lack of blessing is self-inflicted because we disobey the word. We disobey know the state of our flock. We disobey consider the cost before you go to war, lest you have enough to finish. Consider the cost for you start building a new house, lest you not be to finish and your neighbor mock or laugh at you. The world is laughing at the church because they always start stuff they can't finish. If we start something, we should be diligent to see it through to its completion. Because the diligent soul should be made fat. The diligent soul will be blessed. The diligent person is thinking and carefully planning about success, not about failure. Diligent people don't have time to think about failure because that's debilitating. To focus on lack, whatever you think on grows. If you spend your time thinking on what you don't have or how it's not the way you'd like it to be or what you really want, oh boy, you are never going to get what you're not thinking about. You're going to get more of what you're thinking about because you begin to meditate it. People are in a marriage situation. They'll be disliking each other, so they think negative about the other person. They think negative about the other person. Eventually, that's going to cause that person to be, their image is going to be so blown out of proportion. I deal with people about to get divorced and trying to save the marriage. And I mean, literally, they could probably list six things the other person's doing that's awful. And you ask them, well, what does the person do right? They can't think of any. But I guarantee you that person does more right than bad. But what they meditate on became overwhelming. If you meditate on financial blessing, you'll see ideals from everywhere on how to be blessed. If you meditate on loving, you'll see opportunities everywhere to love people. Because I've noticed that just in anything I do, if I focus my mind on it and I think about it and it gets in my subconscious mind to where I sleep and I wake up, my subconscious mind figures out ways to get it. Figures out ways to get it. You're like, wow, you just wake up in the middle of the day, just bam, an idea. But you have to have a positive mind because faith grows in a positive mind. You have to be believing. God, I know you want me blessed. I know you want it. Opportunities come up, ways to open up. If you're thinking about your business, God will give you witty inventions and ideals on better ways to do it than a competitor. Mm-hmm. Thomas Edison said God gave him the idea of electricity. So many of these inventors said God gave them those ideals. God told them it could be done. And in faith, they just kept doing it. No matter how many times they failed, they were diligent. Over 10,000 different elements he put together before he discovered two elements and a metal to be used as a filament that wouldn't burn out too quick or wouldn't burn bright enough. Over 10,000 failures to succeed. If he was thinking about failure, he'd have quit a long time ago. All he was thinking about was the goal line.
Today's message has been part one of the series, The Diligent Person. This is all the time we have for today, but as always, I believe this program is making a positive change in your life. Here's an address you may use to join me in keeping the Positive Change broadcast available to you on this station. Send an offering of support to Positive Change, 3132 Fortune Way, Suite D27 in Wellington, Florida 33414. Thank you for helping me make a positive change in the lives of the listeners in your area. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. prayerfully and